The Gemara asked a question. Let's go briefly on the second line. The Sovri Beishamai de Birkas Hayom Adifa? Question mark. Does Beishamai really hold that Birkas Hayom? Remember, there was a machloikas between Beis Hillel and Beishamai. Beishamai was of the opinion that you first say Birkas Hayom, for example, Mekadesh HaShabbos, and only afterwards you say Bere Pri HaGofen. And that's what the Gemara is querying. Is that really true? The Sovri Beishamai de Birkas Hayom Adifa, that the bracha on the Yoim gets precedence, and you first say the Birkas Hayom and then the Birkas on the Yain. V'otanya, we have a brisa, and it says, Hanichnas lebeisai b'moitzai Shabbos. If somebody comes to his house on Motzei Shabbos, mevorech al hayayin, v'al hamo'er, that's the ner, v'al habesomim, v'achar kach omer avdolah. So he's clearly making a bracha first on the wine, and then on the havdalah. V'mein lo yelo kois echot, if you've only got one kois, manichoi la'achar hamozoin, or mashal shalom kulon la'achrov, you should put it, leave it till after the benching, and then put everything on the benching, meaning on everything on this one kois, meaning the birkas hamozoin and the havdalah. But either way, what do you see in this brisa? Which bracha was mentioned first? It was first the yayin, and then at the end, the havdalah. And yet we learned before, the Beis Shammai said the opposite. First you make a bracha on the yayin, which would mean havdalah, and then the bracha of the yayin. Now, obviously, this is only a question if the author of this brisa is going with Beis Shammai. If the author of this brisa is going with Beis Hillel, then Beis Shammai doesn't need to be worried, because what are you bringing me a brisa that contradicts my shitta? I never authored that brisa. And the one who authored it was going with Beis Hillel's opinion. And that's the Gemara's question. V'ho, first word on the line, mimai de Beis Shammai. How do you know that this brisa is going with the opinion of Beis Shammai? Dilma Beis Hillel hi. So this is a question on the question. Why are you trying to disprove the opinion of Beis Shammai? Maybe this brisa is going with the opinion of Beis Hillel, but it's not a contradiction to Beis Shammai. Says the Gemara, no, it can't be. Loi sal kedatech, it can't be. Because if you look carefully on the list, it says the ketoni mo'or v'achar kach besomin. It says you make a bracha on the neir, on the yayin, excuse me, then the neir, and then the besomin. So the Neir is clearly mentioned before the Besomim. Now, who is the opinion that holds that Neir comes before the Besomim? Says the Gemara, Uman Shomat Lei. From whom have we heard the Islei HaSvara? Who is it that holds of this logic, meaning that the Neir comes first and the Besomim next? Guess what? It's Beis Shammai. To Tanya, because we have a brisa that says, Omer Rabbi Yehuda, Loi nechreku Beis Shammai Beis Hillel al hamozoin shebitchila. Everybody agrees that the mozoin, the bracha on the mozoin, comes first, while avdalah shehu basoif. So everybody agrees, if you're going to bench and make avdalah over the kois, so first you do the brichas hamozoin, and then comes the avdalah. There's no machlokes about that. However, alma nechreku, do you know what there is a machlokes about? There is a machlokes about al hamo'er v'al habesomim. Because Beis Shammai oimrim mo'er. First comes the ner v'achakach besomim, or Beis Hillel oimrim besomim v'achakach mo'er. So we have a machlokes in Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. What comes first, the ner or the besomim? Beis Shammai says the ner, and Beis Hillel says the besomim. Okay, so let's go back now to the original brisa. The brisa says you first make a bracha on the yayin, and the bracha of the avdalah is only at the end. And in the middle, what is it? Neir and besomim. So who is the one who holds that first neir and then besomim? It's Beis Shammai. In which case, we're in big trouble. Don't tell me that this braisa is not going with the opinion of Beis Shammai. It jolly well is going with the opinion of Beis Shammai, as is evident by the fact that it mentions first Neir and then Besamim. So if it mentions Neir and then Besamim, I see that this opinion really is Beis Shammai. So what's going on? If this braisa really is Beis Shammai, how can it say that first you make a bracha on the Yayin? Didn't Beis Shammai say that the Yoyim always comes first? Therefore, we really have a stira going on. On the one hand, Beis Shammai said that you have to mention the Yoyim first. On the other hand, we have a braisa which we've managed to prove is Beis Shammai, and there it says you make a bracha on the Yayin first. What's going on? Says the Gemara, Umimai, the Beis Shammai hi, Va'alibe de Rabbi Yehuda. Who just authored the braisa we just brought one line previously? It was Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda taught us that there is a machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Does the Neir come before the Besomim? That's Beis Shammai. Or does the Besomim come before the Neir? That's the Beis Hillel. So based on Rabbi Yehuda's understanding in the opinion of Beis Shammai, i.e., that Neir comes before the Besomim, we therefore reach the conclusion that the braisa at the beginning of the Amud that says Neir followed by Besomim must be Beis Shammai, because that's what Rabbi Yehuda taught us in the opinion of Beis Shammai. And because of that, we got into trouble. We have a steering in Beis Shammai. But who says you're supposed to go with Rabbi Yehuda's opinion? Umimai de Beis Shammai hi v'alibud Rabbi Yehuda. Who told you this is Beis Shammai in accordance with Rabbi Yehuda's understanding in Beis Shammai? Dilma, Beis Hillel hi v'alibud de Rebbe Meir. Maybe, in fact, it's going with Reb Meir's understanding of Beis Hillel, and Reb Meir, in fact, holds, and this was taught to us in the Mishnah, that, in fact, the Neir comes before the Besomim, according to Beis Hillel. Who holds Neir first, followed by Besomim? Well, Reb Yehuda maintains it's Beis Shammai who says that, but Reb Meir says it's Beis Hillel. So yes, in the braisa at the top of the Amud, it clearly says that the Neir is first and then the Besomim, but that doesn't mean it's Beis Shammai's opinion just because Rabbi Yehuda said so. Maybe we'll go with Rabbi Meir's understanding, and Rabbi Meir told us that this is what Beis Hillel holds, in which case everything is just fine and wonderful. The braisa at the top of the page does not need to be the opinion of Beis Shammai. It could easily be the opinion of Beis Hillel, and that's why it's saying Neir before Besomim, in which case it's very good. That's why it has the bracha first on the Yayin. That really is the opinion of Beis Hillel. Says the Gemara, no, it doesn't make sense either. Loi, Salkadatach. Do not have a, such a thought. Why not? The Ketani, because we've learned in a braisa, hoch, it says over here, B'mas nisin, Beis Shammai, Oimrim, Neir, Umozoin. Besomim v'havdala. So the mozoin is put in between the neir and the besomim, according to Beis Shammai. Ube yisilal oimrim, that no, you first finished havdala, the brachas on havdala, neir and besomim, and afterwards the mozoin v'havdala. And yet v'hosam b'braisa, in our braisa, what does it say? Ketani, it says quite clearly, they main loy elo kois echod, manichoy la'achar hamozoin, umeshal shalom kulov la'acharov. It says, if you only got one kois, you put everything at the end, la'achar hamozoin, shma mino, de Beis Shammai hi, v'alibe de Rabbi Yehuda. So it must be that the opinion that the author of this braisa, who clearly holds you do not interrupt the brachas of Havdalah with your mozin in between, That is Rabbi Yehuda, in which case we're going back to square one. Who is the author of the Braisa at the top of the Omud? And the answer is, it's Beis Shammai, as taught to us by Rabbi Yehuda. And if it really is Beis Shammai, then we're back to square one. If it's Beis Shammai, then why does it say in the Braisa, you first make a bracha on the Yayin, and only then the Havdalah? Didn't Beis Shammai tell us that what? That you always make a bracha on the Yoyim first. And that's what Gemara says now. Or Mikol Mokoim Kasha. So either way, now we have a question. We've managed to prove that the author of the top Braisa must be Beis Shammai. And yet it says in that very Braisa that first you make a bracha on the Yayin. Well, that contradicts Beis Shammai, because Beis Shammai says you put the bracha on the Yoyim first. When it would come to Kiddush, you'd first say Mekadesh HaShabbos, and only then say on the Yayin. So why in his Braisa does it first say Yayin and then Avdolah?
Question. This Braisa is talking about Havdalah. And yet we're concerned about a difference in opinion in terms of maybe Shabbos or on a Yom Tov.
So that's going to be...
We're talking apples and oranges here.
Right, that's with the Gemara's teretz. Look at the Gemara. Says the Gemara, Kosovri Beishamai. Beishamai holds. There is a difference between Shabbos coming in, which we call Kiddush, and Shabbos going out, which is Havdalah. Shani Iyuli Yoima. What does Iyuli Yoima mean? It is different when the day is arising, meaning at the beginning of the day, i.e. making Kiddush, as opposed to Me'afuki Yoima. Afuki Yoima is when the day is leaving, i.e. Havdalah. Why is the difference? Says the Gemara, there is a difference. Iyuli Yoima. Says Bishama, when the day is rising, meaning you're at the beginning of the day, you're making Kiddush, then what? Then kamo de makdemin on lay odif. The more we can bring it earlier, the better. We're very, very keen to have more of Shabbos. And therefore, that's why Beis Shammai maintains you should say the bracha on the yoim first. Why? Because if you make a bracha on the wine first, then the mention of Shabbos is slightly later. And we don't want to make the mention of Shabbos slightly later. To the contrary, we want to make the mention of Shabbos slightly earlier to bring in Shabbos as early as we can. However, afuke yoimo, when the day is leaving, then the contrary, we want to push it off. We don't want to bring it early. Is kamo de ma'achmarino le odif. Then the later we can make it, the better. Therefore, we first make a bracha on the yayin, and only then on the yom. Why? Why is it important that we push off?
Oops.
Why is it important that we push off making mention of Havdalah? Ki heichi deloy lehave alon kemasui. In order that it should not look like a burden. If you're very keen, as it were, to make the Shabbos depart, then it's giving a message as if to say, well, I didn't really enjoy the Shabbos and it was a big burden and I want to get rid of it. So what do? We do the opposite. You first say the bracha on the Yayin. You say the bracha of Hamavdol being Kodesh V'chol at the end. So therefore, you've managed to extend the Shabbos by a few more seconds. Therefore, Rabbi Leo David, as you mentioned, this is the tenet of the one I was giving. There is no stira because one's talking about Kiddush and one's talking about Havdalah.
Reminiscent of the Yakka who tells his wife on the 7th of Cheshvan he's going to be coming home late after Marav a few seconds later because they're adding the same Talumata.
Right. Look at Rashi. Umikol mokoim kashya de birkas hayayin kodmo lahavdola. That was the question because you see that what? that the bracha of the yayin comes before the bracha of the avdola, and yet didn't Beis Shammai teach us the opposite? Kiddush, says Rashi, is iyula hava, is the time when the Shabbos is going up. V'avdola afukehu, and avdola is all about taking the day out. So that's what it means in the Gemara, different between iyula yomei or afukeh yomei. So the bottom line is, there is therefore no stira in Beis Shammai. When it comes to Kiddush, you first make a bracha on the yom in order to bring Shabbos in early. When it comes to Havdalah, then you make a bracha on the wine first, and you say Havdalah at the end. Why? In order to delay the exiting of Shabbos. Why do you want to delay the exiting of Shabbos? As we said, because we don't want it to be looking like that Shabbos is a burden. Very good. Says the Gemara.
Who needs to mute?
Somebody's got some noise in the background.
Sorry, me. Mama.
Fine. Says the Gemara. Vesavri Beis Shammai, that Birkas Hamazon to Uno Kois question mark. What does that mean? Says Rashi. Brocha to Uno Kois. Birkas Hamazon. Does Birkas Hamazon have to be recited over a kois? Dektoni manicha ilachar hamozoin. It said in this brisa that if you've got one kois, you should leave it laachar hamozoin. And this brisa, as we've just said, was authored by Beis Shammai. So Beis Shammai is clearly giving you instruction: leave the kois till achar hamozoin, so that you can bench over the kois. So it seems to be that Beis Shammai holds you have to make Birkas Hamazon over a kois. And that's the Gemara's question. Is that really true? The Savri Beis Shammai, that Birkas Hamazon to una kois? Question mark. Otanan, what about a Mishnah? The Mishnah says, Bo Lohem Yain Laachar Hamazon. What happens if the wine only arrived after the food? Im ein shom elo oisei kois. If that's the only kois you have, Beis Shammai oimrim mevorech al hayayin v'harkach mevorech al hamozoin.
Which is an interesting question, because if the yayin wasn't available until after the meal, then how could they have made kiddush before the meal if they didn't have yayin? Unless they did it on Pas.
During the week.
It's not necessarily on Shabbos. This could be any time during the week.
Okay.
Rashi says so. Mufurish, Rashi says, Bolohen kol yemois hashana ka'oma. It's from all days of the year, not necessarily Shabbos.
Okay.
So again, it says the wine arrived la'achar hamozoin. And you've only got one kois, so you should say, Boire pri hagofen, va'achar kach mvorech al hamozoin. Now, what does that mean? My love, de mvorech ilavei v'shosilei. If you're saying Boyer Priagofen when they brought the wine, doesn't that mean that they will make a bracha, drink the wine, and then you make a bracha al hamozoin? And if that's the case, then once again we have a stira. You see, there's no chiyuv gomor to stay in, there's no chiyuv gomor to bench over a kois. We suggested before the Beis Shammai seems to hold the Yefmika Birkas Hamozoin al Hakois, And yet over here it says you make Boyer Priya Gofen and then you bench. Well, if you make Boyer Priya Gofen, presumably that means you make Boyer Priya Gofen and then you'll drink it. Well, if you drink it, you've got nothing left to bench over. So clearly Bishamai does not seem concerned with regard to benching over the coast of Sestir. Says the Gemara, my love, doesn't this mean the mevorech ilave v'shosilei? Doesn't this mean that you first make a broch over it and then you drink it? And if you drink it, you obviously will not be able to then make birkas hamazon ala kois because there's no more wine. So it seems to be that Bishamai is actually not so concerned with benching over a kois. Says the Gemara, no, you misunderstood the braisa. Loi, to mevarech ilavei, he'll make a bracha borei priagofen. Umanach lay, and then he'll put it aside until after benching, such that he is actually benching over a kois.
No, we have said.
Oh,
that's what I was going to ask. That's what I was going to ask.
Yeah, that's going to be the Moros Kasha. Look at Rashi. Achar hamazoin, the food, the wine arrived at the end of the meal. Ubatoich hamazoin loy bolohem. It did not arrive during the meal. When did it arrive? At the end, ukshegomru suudasam. When the meal was finished, bolohem refnei birkas hamazoin. The wine arrived before benching. My love, the shosilei. Doesn't this mean that they first drank the kois v'hochi ka'omar b'shamay? And it sounds like this is what b'shamay are telling you, the imrotso, if you so desired, mevorech al ha-yayin v'shoisehu, can make a bracha on the wine, and then he drinks it there and then. Sounds like b'shamay is giving him a heter, that you can, if you want, make a bracha on the wine, you then drink it, and you do not need to leave the wine for birkas hamazon. So it seemed to be the Bishamai actually does not require benching over a kois. And that's a steer with what we said before. To which the Gemara answered, no. He'll make Boyer Priya Gofen. And he will not drink from it. It will not be Masiach Das. And then he'll come back afterwards to come and drink it. Says the Gemara, no, it's not true. Why? This is your question. Why? V'ho'omar mar ha'mevorech tzorech she'yitoim. This is your question. Surely if you make a bracha, you've got to taste from the kais straight away. You can't make a bracha on yayin and then bench and then 5 minutes later drink the kais. There's a massive hefsek.
But then we have Kiddush where we're making the bracha on the yayin and we're kiddering with hayom. We're proceeding with hayom.
So we'll see. That's all because it's all one part of Kiddush. We'll see. You're not allowed to eat before Kiddush. We'll see. So either way, what Gemara asking, how can you tell me that you make a bracha on the wine, following which you will leave the kais and then bench at the end? But if you do that, you're not keeping the halacha, which is that when you make a bracha on the wine, you've got to have a te'ima. You've got to taste from the wine. Says the Gemara, don't worry, the to'im lay. When we said that he leaves it till after birkas hamazon, we didn't mean that he shouldn't have a te'ima. He should have a te'ima. He should have a bit of a sip of the wine because he's just made a bracha, and then the rest he will have after birkas hamazon. So again, the ha'omamar mevorech tzorech she'yitoim ? Surely the mevorech, whoever makes a bracha, has to have a te'ima. To which the Gemara answers, you're right. The ta'im le. He did taste it. I didn't say that he makes a bracha and then just leaves the entire kois. What I meant was he leaves most of the kois, but he will have a sip over here.
You see that at a bris milah, where the person doing the brachos tastes the wine after making
after kiryas habris, but it's not me'ikra din yet.
Yeah.
Now, says the Gemara, we're still not out of trouble. Why? The ha'amar mar toamoi pogmoi. Halacha is if you drink from a cup of wine, then the unfinished wine is considered blemished. It's pogum, and it's not covered, therefore, to make kiddush over or avdalah or birkas amazin. So we're a little bit stuck over here. If you don't drink any wine from the outset, well, then you've been over the halacha of a mavarech tzorach shiyitim. And if you do drink wine from the outset, well, the remaining part of the kais is pogum, and you're not supposed to do birkas amazin over it. So do we have an eitzah, says the Gemara? Yes. The ta'im lay biyodei. He will not drink it from his mouth, rather from his finger. He'll dip his finger into the cup and then lick the wine off his finger. And that way the kos is not considered pogum.
Ah, but at the Pesach Seder, when we take off for the 10 plagues, then we have to refill the kos for the next Hagafas.
That's for a different reason. That's not because it's pogum. There, because there's a special inyan for the Arba kos, it should be a full kos.
Ah.
Not because it's pogum. Not because it's pogum.
That's all I got you there. Okay.
So therefore, it seems to be, says the Gemara, we're okay. You'll have a little bit of a te'ima. You will not taste it directly from the kois. Rather, you will put your finger in the cup and take it from your finger. So you haven't actually drunk from the kois. If you haven't actually drunk from the kois, then the kois is not pogum. Says the Gemara, we're still not out of it yet. Why not?
Sure.
Says the Gemara. V'ha'amar mar, kois shel bracha, tzorech shiur. The halacha is, this is similar to what you were asking, Rabbi David. The kais shel bracha has to have a required amount of a shiur, a revius. Well, if you've taken a sip, albeit not from your mouth, via your finger, surely, v'ho kapochis lei mishiurei. Well, now it's going to end up less than the required shiur. Because if you've got a kois of a revius, and now you take a few drops out, well, then you're left with less than a revius. Says the Gemara, no, it's a big cup. We're talking about the nofish lei tfei mishiure. What's remaining is more than the shiur. In other words, he hasn't just got a kois, which is strictly one revius, but it's more than a revius. So if it's more than a revius, then he's very good. Because even after he's had a few drops, there will still remain a shiur. Says the Gemara, one second. Let's not forget that the introduction to this brisa began with the words that what? He does not have, he's only got one kois. Says the Gemara, v'ha surely, quote unquote, im ein sham elo oisai kois, quote unquote, katani, question mark. I thought you told me that this is the only wine he's had. You're now telling me, it turns out, he's got much more than a shiur. Well, if he's got much more than a shiur, so why can't he just have enough for two koses? And the answer is, no, he doesn't have that much. So the Gemara, trei lo hava. He does not have enough to make two separate cups. But umechad nofish. But it's more than one. So he's got a revius and a bit. So if it's a revius and a bit, it's definitely not enough to make up two separate cups from it. but it's more than one revius, such that even when he drinks a couple of drops by his finger, there will still remain a revius. Says the Gemara, final question. Aye, v'hotoni Reb Chiya. Surely we've learned in the name of Reb Chiya, Beishamai Oimrim, Mavorech al hayayin, v'shoyseihu, v'achakach Mavorech berkasam ozein. We've been understanding until now that he'll make a broch on the yayin, he will not drink it, rather he'll just do a little bit of a te'ima, and then he'll leave most of the cup with a shear for Birkas HaMozen afterwards. And yet we have Reb Chiya telling me the opposite. In the name of Beis Shammai, it says that he should make a brocha on the yayin and then drink the entire cup, b'sheiseyu. Meaning that he does not require Birkas HaMozen to be said over a kois. Says the Gemara, Ella, you're right. I have no choice to say, Trei Tanoi, Valiba the Bishamai. You're right. There are two separate Tanoim going on over here, both going in accordance with Bishamai's opinion. Does Bishamai require Birkas HaMozen over a Kois? And the answer is, depends who you go with. Reb Chiya clearly holds that you do not need Birkas HaMozen ala Kois. And that's why he says, make a Boyer Priya Goffin and drink the cup. Other opinions understand that Bishamai holds that you do need to make Birkas HaMozen over a koi. So there's no point trying to reconcile the two brises because it's a machloikas. If you look at Rashi, Toamoy Pagmoy, Le Birkas HaMozen, or Le Kiddush El Avdala, Prekari Psochim, Hochi Garasin on Elo Trey Tanoy Alib de Beishamai, Tono de Masnisin, Le Tono de Reb Chiya, Tono de Reb Chiya Alib de Beishamai Omer, Ein Brocha to Unakois. Reb Chiya holds, he understands that according to Bishamai, you do not need to make Birkas HaMozen over a kois. And that's why he says, what do? You make Bayre Priya Gofen, and then you drink the whole cup. However, V'tanu de Masnisin, Tilel de Rabbi Yehuda, Alib de Bishamai, Sova Brocha, Tuna Kois. He clearly holds that you do need a kois. And that's why it says in that Brisa, that if you've only got one cup, you should leave it for after Birkas HaMozen. So we seem to have a machloikas, Bada'as Beis Shammai, whether or not Birkas HaMozen needs a kois or not. Yeah, okay. We can hold it over here. There's a little Tosfos that we need to see tomorrow. That's the second last Tosfos. And then Be'ez Hashem will continue on to the next sugya tomorrow, all being well.
Shukar.
Okay. Well, everybody have a good day.
Yeah, you too.